Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a gentle breeze cools the air, offering respite from the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Division 36 has thwarted a new attack plan by the Radwan force in southern Lebanon involving Iranian advisors. Also, JNS reports that IDF troops discovered a Hezbollah booby trap with a 2,000-pound bomb in southern Lebanon earlier today. Also, this hour, the Pentagon faces scrutiny over a lack of details on the February strike at a school in Iran, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew shares a heartbreaking story of Amar Hujirat, a Ministry of Defense employee killed by a drone strike on the northern border. And finally, I-24 News reports that a Ministry of Defense contractor was killed by a drone attack during operations in South Lebanon earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24News_EN posted just minutes ago that two Hezbollah rockets targeted northern Israel. One was intercepted and the other fell in an open field. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote that Prime Minister Netanyahu left his trial for a security consultation over a pro-Palestinian flotilla nearing Gaza. Why? Net News reports that Ukraine is urging Israel to seize a Russia-linked ship suspected of carrying stolen grain, escalating a diplomatic clash. Let's go deeper. Starting with Walla's report on the thwarted Radwan plan. Division 36's intervention prevented Hezbollah from establishing a strategic foothold. The operation involved Iranian advisers, highlighting Iran's ongoing influence in the region. This is crucial for maintaining stability along the border. Turning to JNS's report on the IDF's discovery, the 2,000-pound bomb aimed to harm Israeli soldiers. This find underscores the persistent threat Hezbollah poses in southern Lebanon. It raises concerns about the safety of military personnel operating in the area. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Pentagon's scrutiny over the Minap school strike. With 168 casualties, the lack of transparency raises questions about operational conduct during Operation Epic Fury. This could impact international views on U.S. military actions. In a related development from Israel Hayom, Amar Hujirat's death by drone strike is a poignant reminder of the human cost of conflict. His story, as part of a Bedouin clan, reflects the deep personal losses within the community during ongoing hostilities. And finally, I-24 News' coverage of the Ministry of Defense contractor's death emphasizes the dangers involved in Israeli operations in South Lebanon. This incident further complicates the already tense situation in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business discusses a study by the Shoresh Institute revealing that housing prices have soared by 130%, while incomes rose just 45%. This makes renting a long-term reality for many Israelis. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns that Israel could enter a trauma economy with potential tax rises. The ongoing war's costs may continue to impact the public financially. And finally, CTEC reports IDOC has secured $150 million to advance AI in clinical decision-making. This investment aims to transform radiology workflows and reduce diagnostic errors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.